Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey, everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today is Friday, February 23rd, 2024. Okay, it's 10:16 in the morning Eastern Time. Markets are at record highs, so we'll talk about what's going on there. We had a private company, but publicly traded, put a lander on the moon last night. We'll look at what's going on with its stock. Talk about the big AT&T cell phone outage. And we have some other news. And today, continuing on with mutual funds, I want to make a few comments about a company that rates mutual funds called Morningstar. So as far as the markets, right now we got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.48%, S&P 500 up 0.42%, NASDAQ Composite up 0.24%. Markets have been doing well. I'll give you some numbers here. Basically at record highs. I know the Dow and the S&P 500 are at record highs, and I think the NASDAQ Composite is pretty close also. So let's take a look at what we've got going on here. If you ever want to get a look at, you know, how the markets are doing year to date, you can just, you know, use a search engine like Google or whatever you like to use and type in stock market YTD year to date returns. And it'll usually bring up several options. Market Watch is usually pretty good. So they have some pretty good numbers there. As far as the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and this is as of right now, year to date, it is up 4.15%. So pretty good, you know, for just 7 or so weeks into the year. If you go back 1 year from today, it's actually up 19.61%. So doing well there. As far as some of the other indices, let's take a look here. The S&P 500, let's see, right now that is year to date up 7.05%. And going back 1 year, it is up 28.62%. So obviously doing well there. And let's take a look also at the third major market indice, the NASDAQ Composite. So let me see if I can get that up here. Here it is. Okay, NASDAQ Composite, year to date up 4.42%, up 13.79% going back a year. Long-term returns of the stock market are actually around 11% a year. Stock markets go up around 75% of the time, down 25% of the time. So, but obviously, all three major indices are way above the long-term averages. So we'll see if that continues on. Corporate earnings have been coming in really good, better than expected. Inflation's been coming down. Lots of factors there, but good news there. Okay, so last night we had a private company, but it is publicly traded, called Intuitive Machines, put a lander on the moon. This is the first American spacecraft to land on the moon in over 50 years. So it's a big, big deal. So as far as the company's stock, it's kind of all over the place. So why is that? Well, why isn't it just skyrocketing upwards on this news? Well, we'll talk about that. First of all, the company's trading symbol is LUNR for Lunar, Larry, Uncle, Nancy, Ralph, so Lunar. It's a relatively low-priced stock. Right now, it is at $10.23 a share, $10.29 now. It's all over the place, up 23.9%. It was actually up 38% in the after-hours market last night. First of all, what's the big deal about this? Why don't we just, I think the question would be, why don't we just pull out the blueprints from the Apollo landers from, more than 50 years ago, rebuild those and go back to the moon? The problem there is a lot of the component parts are no longer made, and the companies that made them no longer exist. That's the main problem there. The parts that existed in, say, 1968, 1969, 1970, and so forth, no longer exist. The companies no longer exist. And to retool those from the very beginning would just be cost prohibitive. That's the main reason. You know, it would be almost like trying to create an old style radio set. The problem is the vacuum tubes that those things use are no longer made. Although Westinghouse does make some vacuum tubes at a plant in Georgia, not those specific ones. And trying to rebuild those from the ground up is just cost prohibitive. So that's the main reason. But anyway, but to give you an idea what this company's stock has been doing, take a look at it. Let's see. If we go back like over the last year or so, we'll go back over the last, let me look here. Yeah, I'll just go back over to last month. If I go back a month ago, January 23rd, the stock was sitting at $2.58 a share. It then shot all the way up to, where was it here? It was $11.43 back earlier this week. Then it dropped all the way down to $8.27. Now it's up to $10.24 as I look at it. Yeah, the problem was the company's not making money. It is losing money. If you go to Yahoo, then click on finance, bring up the company LUNR, and then click on financials. And yeah, their losses have increased quite a bit over the last year because of the expense of trying to put this thing on the moon. But see, the reason investors are not sure what's going to happen, obviously this is really great, and they may now get a huge number of contracts, which would be fantastic for them. By the way, they are working with NASA. They have a lot of NASA experiments on this thing. The problem, though, is, you know, can they make money? That's the key. You know, you bring in the money, but what's the expenses going to look like? Also, what's the competition going to look like? Are other companies, you know, SpaceX, whoever, Blue Origin, are they going to come up with their own landers fairly quickly? It's more issues like that. How quickly can, you know, this company reproduce landers? It's just a lot of issues like that. So this is basically, they've done well from the technological standpoint, obviously, but there's a lot of questions about how they would do from a financial standpoint. So, but something to keep an eye on. There could be some potential here. Okay, what else do we have here? Yeah, we've got a solar panel stock. Sunnova has just been pummeled. What happened? It says here, Sunnova CEO trying to reassure rattled investors after stock plunged 26%. On the announcement of a stock offering. So what do we got going on with that? All right. So as far as the company itself, let's take a look at how they've been doing. I know they've had a lot of issues. Let's see here. Bring it up here, Sunnova. I may not even be pronouncing it right, but let's see here. I think I'm saying it right though. All right, so their trading symbols, Nova. I know I've talked about these guys in the past. NOVA, Nancy Oscar Victor Apple. Let's see. Yeah, you go back January 2021. This was a $44 a share stock. It's at $8.08 now. Yeah, what happened? I guess the CEO, the company announced they're going to do a $100 million stock offering, and investors just pummeled the stock. So now, basically, they're backing away from that. They're saying that won't be anytime soon. What happened there? Basically, what this means is this. Let's say you've got a company made up of 10 million shares of stock, just say, and its stock's at $50 a share, okay? And then the company announces it's going to issue another 1 million shares of stock, which it can do. And then what happens, so the company would raise $50 million. There would be fees involved, but let's just say $50 million. Problem is now you got to split the profit among 11 million shares of stock versus 10. Investors generally prefer, it's ownership dilution, investors generally prefer that companies fund their growth from retained earnings, profits reinvested back in the company. And I think they're looking at this as kind of a desperation move. Are the company's financials in worse shape than perhaps being indicated? So anyway, so that came out. Stock went down 26% yesterday. Investor, now the company's backing off on that, which may not be also instilling confidence. The stock is down another 6.4% today, again, $8.02. So that's all we got going on there. All right, what else we got here? Yeah, the online journalism website Vice announced they are closing their doors. This was a high-flying company a few years ago. They raised a boatload of money when they came out. I knew they won a Pulitzer Prize, and they've had all kinds of financial issues. Website's vice.com. And they say here this morning they will cease publishing to its website, laying off several hundred employees. So that may be the end of Vice. Yeah, they were known for cutting-edge, on-the-ground journalism. So that's unfortunate news there with Vice. Okay, on a more positive note, Warner Brothers Discovery, symbol WBD, they did announce that HBO Max, Max, it's called now, has turned profitable for the first time. That is the first of the streaming services. By the way, turned profitable for the first time. I think that's since it became Max. HBO has been around since 1972. Anyway, streaming services are generally still losing money. Disney Plus, Peacock, Paramount Plus. They're cutting back on expenses. At first, it was just driving subscriber growth. But anyway, Max did the same thing. They cut back on expenses. They did turn a profit. A company stock, though, is down 12%. They did miss on both their sales and earnings numbers. They were affected heavily by the Hollywood strike last year. That was anticipated. Numbers came in actually worse than expected. They also said their advertising revenues are down. So I got that news. All right, a couple more things here. Oh, yeah, Carvana. Yeah, this company's stock is way up. So let's take a look at what's going on with them. They turned their first annual profit. They also cut back on their debt. Apparently, the bondholders who they owe the money to agreed to lower the amount owed to them. I think there were some concerns Carvana might last year have declared bankruptcy. And so it's just like a credit card company willing to take a lower amount of money to avoid somebody declaring bankruptcy. Trading symbol CVNA, Charlie Victor, Nancy Apple. They sell used cars. Problem they had, this company's stock soared during COVID when people could not get new cars. Then what happened, though, they apparently overpaid for a lot of these used cars. They got them for a lot of them from the car rental companies. And they've had trouble basically selling these things at a profit. They've had a lot of inventory. So anyway, to give you an idea, this was a company stock that was sitting at $337 a share back in July 2021. They're at $71.36 a share now, but they are up 36% today. So could be some opportunities there as the company starts making possibly a comeback. So they have turned a profit and have managed to lower the amount they owe to bondholders. All right, so we had that news. And let's see, was there anything else? Oh, yeah, the big news from yesterday, AT&T. Yeah, big outage affected large parts of the country. I think at first people thought, is it a cyber attack? No, it looks like it was a software update issue. They said a software update issue took down a large portion of their network. Yeah, that's an interesting one, a software update issue. I remember years ago when I was in the brokerage industry, probably over 20 years ago, we were down for 2 days, and it turns out it was a software update. What happened, somebody did not properly test a software update before inserting it. It took down our entire system for 2 days. I found out that person that did that, there were actually two of them, were immediately fired. So I don't know what's going to happen at AT&T. There could be lawsuits involved with this. It's hard to say because, you know, a lot of people I know use their cell phone as verification to get on to their business accounts, financial accounts sometimes. And if somebody could not get on their, work site or financial site due to not being able to receive a text verification message, maybe. Again, you'd have to show financial damages, but I guess something could happen there. But anyway, looks like AT&T is back up and running this morning. All right. Yeah, the last thing I want to talk about today, but talking about mutual funds, take a look at this company, Morningstar. Morningstar.com is the website. Now, this is a company that rates mutual funds, but they have a lot of good information. Now, this is a subscription site, so I'm not especially advocating that. They're not inexpensive at all. It's $250 a year, I think, to subscribe to their services. But if you go on their website, they do have a fair amount of information that is free or gives you ideas, you know, what's going on. So what they do is they rate mutual funds. So Morningstar ratings on mutual funds. We'll talk more about those going forward. They have a system, 1 to 5 stars, 5 being the best. What they look at, they look at mutual funds' overall performance compared to the overall market. They look at volatility, expense ratios. I know they have some things about how long has management been there. Lots of factors, with 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. Now, going forward, we're going to start looking at mutual fund screeners where you can look through all, you know, whatever number out there, 7,000 or so mutual funds. Maybe you just want to look for 5-star rated mutual funds by Morningstar or 4-star. But we'll take a look at those going forward. But yeah, it's something you might want to look at, Morningstar.com, get familiar with them. Now, one thing I've advocated in the past, and I'm going to talk about a lot more going forward, what are called index funds. These are mutual funds that simply buy the same stocks that are investments that make a particular index, stocks or bonds. But like an example, it buys the stocks that make up the Standard & Poor's 500 and just holds on to them. And why this has been such a good investment over the years, anybody that's been doing this, I've been advocating this for like decades, would see their accounts at record highs right now, because that's where the S&P 500 is. Anyway, index funds by nature will have 3-star ratings. So the reason is they are the market. So just so you know on that, Morningstar gives them 3-star ratings because they are the market. But we'll talk more about that stuff going forward. Okay, hope everyone's doing well. Bill Thompson, T-Bell, and I will talk to everybody again soon. Take care. See ya.